Gentlemen, welcome to Java Good Morning. Here's your hosts, Mike and Julia.
Welcome to Java Good Morning. Now, every comedian has a podcast, but we're comedians with a morning show podcast. Do you understand the difference? I thought you did. I'm Julia Young, and I'm joined once again by our guest co-host, Randy Silverman. Welcome back, Randy.
Thank you, Julia. So amazing. So amazing to be back. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, let's just say the Jehovah's Witnesses, they loved you, you know? Well, they loved you.
That is a beautiful way to start the day, to hear that the Jehovah's Witnesses love me. I have much love for them as well.
Yes. And this is a reminder to those Jehovah's Witnesses. If you like this podcast, rate, review us, give us however many stars you want, and tell your friends about it. And as always, you can email us at javagoodmorning@gmail.com. So let's just start with this segment we call Up Top, where we talk about stuff up top, just big headlines in our life. For me, it was that I got my second vax, which was very exciting.
Mazel, mazel, mazel.
Thank you so much.
How do you feel?
I feel good. It was at a different place than the first one was, but equally like far, far, far out Brooklyn to an area I've never been.
Okay, wait, hold on. I'm a little concerned. Aren't you supposed to go to the exact location from where you received your first shot?
No, because it's CVS's and they're like, whichever one you can do. Yeah, okay. Yeah. But it's like a part of Brooklyn that's like super, super far east. And like Mill Basin area. And then it's all these like strip malls and stuff. There were like a bunch of Targets I saw, which makes me think I'm not where I usually am.
Right. You're not in Kansas anymore. Strip malls and Targets. Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty freaky. But the CVS was organized. They gave me a lollipop, which I appreciated. So
wait, what kind of lollipop? Like, I feel like a Dum Dum. It's like, that seems like a Dum Dum. No,
it was premium, baby. This was a Tootsie Pop.
Stop.
Yeah. Tootsie Pop.
First of all, I love a Tootsie Pop. What flavor? Yes. Just out of curiosity, because I have a specific flavor I love.
Okay. So I got the blue one, which
that's not a flavor.
Oh, okay. Well, sure. Well, I don't know what the flavor was. I want to say it was blue raspberry, but I feel like they've changed the blue, because I feel like the blue used to be grape or something, and now it's blue raspberry.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It does seem like Tootsie Pop is evolving their flavor profiles. I'm an orange. I love an orange lot. And that is a color as well as flavor.
Okay, so fine.
We're clear. I knew you were about to be like, oh, look who's calling colors now. But yeah, that's nice. I went to Javits listen, I'm always thrilled to get like a little like water. I'm a huge water drinker. So they had like those little Poland Spring slammers.
I don't approve of.
There's definitely, I have a feeling there's going to be some Jehovah's Witnesses that also, but just keep in mind, you have to also hydrate people should, God forbid, they react badly. So I will give it a pass.
Fine.
But I'm definitely now upset that I didn't get some form of snack.
I think snacks should always be served no matter the occasion, no matter the situation.
Agree more.
Yeah. It's like, you know, when you're waiting, it's like, didn't banks used to have suckers like lollipops? I feel like growing up, when you had to go to the bank, they'd be like, okay, well, I'm sorry you have to wait in line for this boring shit. Here's a lollipop.
And you got a Dum Dum lollipop.
Mm-hmm. Doctors used to give out my pediatrician used to give out cookies.
I appreciate it. Listen, they're like, we'll never get these kids here otherwise. So let's give them some sugar and then they'll come back.
Yeah.
I'm all for positive reinforcement. And that still works to me on this day. So if you're ever having me over, if you ever know of somewhere I'm going, just call ahead, make sure they have a snack.
Make sure their snack's ready. Yeah.
Now, how did you feel from your shot?
So the first day, cause I wanted to, you know, be sick for 24 hours so I could, you know, just be taken care of, I guess. And just be lazy in like a very like dramatic way of like, oh, I can't, you know, I have the flu. It has come upon me kind of a thing.
Right. You are just out for the count.
Yeah. But I was fine the first day. And so I was like, oh, my body's too strong. I'm a warrior, you know?
Right.
But then the next day I felt like a little kind of like drugged up, and then I had a headache, but then I was fine.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I do feel like there were a lot of people that like preemptively were banking on being sick.
Yes.
Like people that I work with, there was a lot of, well, you know, today's my second shot, so I'm going to be out tomorrow.
So you
I'm
know
like,
what that means. Yeah.
Right. I'm like, okay, well, we'll see how that works out. Listen, some people really do have very bad reactions. It's not to take away from that, but a lot of people have been very disappointed when their reactions were not so bad.
Yeah. I guess, you know, again, it's like, you know, I didn't realize how much of just a strong woman I am, and you know, blessings to my body. And
you are woman, here you roar. Mm-hmm. Nothing can take you down.
Nothing, nothing can, nothing will. What about you? Any big news up top? I know it's your birthday coming up, and by the time this episode airs, it will have been your birthday.
Yeah. So my birthday is the 27th and which is technically, you know, Tuesday.
It's Tuesday, baby.
And it's weird. It's, you know, last year, this is what's interesting about birthdays post-COVID. I know that we're still in it, so I don't want to say like a post-COVID per se, but last year I was really dreading my birthday because I'm like, it's going to be so lame. I'm by myself in my apartment. That things were really bad at that point in time, right? Mm-hmm. And I had one of the best birthdays I've ever had in my life. And I feel like it reminded me, do you remember when you first joined Facebook 100 years ago when everybody starts messaging you on your birthday and you're like,
I'm so popular.
I am the most important person that's ever been placed on this planet and everyone wants to celebrate me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like everybody, there was like this unspoken understanding of like, you know what, this sucks. Let's make sure we all rally and make someone's birthday a good one this year.
Yeah.
So I had like people send me gifts and packages and wine and cake, and I had Zoom birthday calls. I had Zoom parties. Like it was nonstop. I had to go absolutely nowhere and I had the best time. And now I'm coming out of it and I'm like, like I don't know what to do with myself. And I kind of feel like people I'm making plans with feel the same a little.
Yeah.
So I started Friday night. I had friends of mine came into the city. We went out for some Mexican food, which I think nothing to me is more festive than like a Mexican like restaurant for your birthday.
Did you get like a margarita or were you drinking?
I was drinking. Mm-hmm. I did not have a margarita, but I had guac. And ooh,
that's even better, I would say.
I do think I would. I agree.
Table guac? I don't know. Was it table guac?
It was table guac. But we were, even though we are all fully vaxxed, we all still did the respected, like you will. I used to be a double dipper, but I would clear it with the table first.
Yeah.
I'd be like, hey, we all cool if we, good. So
I don't. Those are long gone.
No, they sure are. So we were all so like, I know. One day we'll double dip again. I feel confident. But I went home to my parents. Yes. Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So I had the family celebration. And to me, that really just means like the birthday cake I grew up on from the bakery by my parents' house was in play. It's a chocolate cake with a buttercream filling and a chocolate frosting outside.
Ooh.
It's delicious. Always, always, always.
Now, do you still get gifts from your parents? Like, what's that like?
So, I mean, it's more like, at this point in time, it's here's money, put it towards whatever you want, which is actually the way I'd prefer it.
Here's money, buy some guacamole. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Because otherwise it's a crapshoot. I feel like my mom used to really know my taste very well. And then we hit a period. Then we hit a period where I'm like, okay, you had me in mind when you got this? Okay.
Yeah, right.
I just and I don't want to, you know, sound ungrateful, but I just like, you know, the money thing sounds better. And and we're good for that. So I have a bunch of plans coming up. And tonight I'm going out for dinner with a friend to a rooftop restaurant, which should be fun. Ooh,
wait, in Manhattan? Which one?
In Manhattan. You know, Julia, well, I guess after this airs, I just didn't want, you know, all the
fans paparazzi?
To just write in the paparazzi to kind of hunt me down.
Yeah.
It's Haven Rooftop.
Haven.
Never been, but it looked fun online.
Nice.
So yeah. And I just have like some dinners and stuff and brunches throughout the week. And then I will probably have to hibernate again for an entire month because that would be the most social I've been in over a year.
It's pretty overwhelming when, like, now getting back into it and then, like, being like, okay, I gotta take a nap to prepare myself to see people. And then you see people and then you have to nap afterwards just to be like, ooh, that was a lot of socializing.
I mean, it really, I went from going out Friday nights, then going to my parents, and I had to, like, go to another room in the house and just shut down. Like, I just was like, I'm sorry, I've been social for a good 24-hour period now. It's time for me to be alone with my thoughts.
We've all become introverts and I very much am like psyching myself out. I'm like, okay, the plumber's coming today. It's going to be fine. You will say hello. He will come in.
Yeah.
He will do his thing. He will leave and then you can lay down. It's like,
And then I also feel like I'm going crazy because tomorrow I've signed myself up. I'm treating myself to a massage.
Ooh, I love a massage.
I haven't had a massage in years, like truly years.
Yeah.
And I am not sure what I think of it in a COVID-y world, but I'm also like, I just, you know, need human touch.
Well,
and if I have to pay for it, it's fine.
Their face is down. Your face is down.
Right. But like, at some point I turn up, but I still have to wear a mask and they're wearing a mask. So I think it's fine.
It's fine. And you're vaxxed. And yeah, it's like, we all need a massage, you know,
just human touch at this point.
Just human touch. Nice. Just being touched. Yeah. My big grown-up news is that we got a new bed frame, which is like, God, if 20-year-old me could know my age me, actually, she'd probably be like, yeah, that's pretty cool. So actually, you know what? I haven't changed. But I feel like there's not a lot of places to buy furniture. It's like IKEA or West Elm and that's it, right? Like, where do people buy furniture?
There's Crate and Barrel, there's Pottery Barn, there's, well, I mean, depending on your budget, there's Restoration Hardware, which I pretend I can shop at, but I can't.
ABC Home.
There's a Raymore Flanigan if you're in the
Shout
market.
Out to them.
I've seen their commercials. No, but it is hard. I remember like when I was trying to furnish my apartment, I felt like I definitely stayed within like a West Elmy. CB2 is also another good place, depending on your style. You know, you have to get like a nice expensive piece and then pay for like a, you know, do like a less expensive. You have to balance out the pieces. Mm-hmm. Oh, Macy's Home Furniture.
Macy's. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. There's just, you know, so I think my father is going to make us nightstands, bedside tables.
He's just going to make them for you?
Yeah. He's into woodworking, which is amazing. And he's gotten very good at it. So he was like, yeah, show me a picture of the bed and what kind of wood you want. And I was like, I don't know what kind of wood I want. Like I did, you know, I could name four types of wood probably, but not more.
Okay. And your dad just has all of the wood available to him?
Yeah. He has a workshop in the basement and he keeps on expanding it. And he has all these saws and all these tools and he made my mother a desk.
Wow. This was all before COVID. Like, is this a COVID hobby or this is something always done?
This is only like the last 5 years or so. I think he always was into woodworking. And then one day was like, I'm turning my workshop in the basement into a wood shop. And he did, he has, it's like,
I may have to commission work from your dad.
Yeah, you can. The first thing he'd made me was a jewelry box, which is very pretty. And then he's just only gone up from there. He makes stools for my niece and nephew, like little footstools to climb up.
Oh, that's so
he
cute.
Makes chairs, everything. Yeah.
That's so meaningful. Yeah. That's so nice to like just have pieces of furniture that your dad made. Wow.
Yeah.
And he's handy. That's so nice to
he's
have
so
a handy,
handy
man around.
Oh yeah. He taught me how to be handy. I feel like I very much am like, no, I know how to hang pictures. I know how to.
You are a handy person?
Oh, I'm very handy. I can put a molly in a wall to hang something heavy.
Wow.
I got drills. I have a lot of tools, brag. So yeah.
I didn't know this about you. Wow. That's impressive.
You didn't know? Yeah, no, I'm super handy. I pride myself on being able to be handy. I love a hardware store. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. I pride myself on being completely ridiculously useless. Yeah. And I remember when I first moved into this apartment, one of my girlfriends came over to help me and she came with her toolkit to help me hang. And she's like, I really feel like this is something you should know. I'm like, but I don't. So let's just, if you could just put that hole in the wall and do the work.
Do you own a toolkit?
I do actually have a toolkit. my family gave me one when I moved out.
Oh.
But I think aside from a hammer and a screwdriver, I have yet to use anything in it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I feel like they should teach this stuff in school.
Couldn't agree more.
Here's
absolutely
how to make a picture. Here's how, you know, to change the thing in your toilet. I don't know. All that stuff.
Yeah. I'm not that girl. I wish I was, kind of.
I'm that girl. So I'll be that girl for
you. Okay. Yay.
Yay. Yay.
That makes me happy.
Yay. What else? How have your Sephora purchases been? As just a recap to Jehovah's Witnesses, Randy made a big splash at Sephora when they were having a 20% off sale that she treated like it was 90% off.
Julia, I was debating whether I was going to share this because it's actually rather upsetting news.
Okay.
And I'm personally not okay with it and haven't processed it. So maybe you guys can help me.
Okay.
We had an allergic reaction.
No.
We did. We had a good 2 days of slathering and lathering and feeling, you know, the clock going backwards, right? Mm-hmm, you know, which is what TikTok, the products TikTok were supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
I woke up Monday, and like I think my face was like a little, like I was like it's a little itchy, like at the like jawline on my right side. And by Monday, like end of day, it was full blown, like my face was bright red, it was burning, it was itching, and I had a rash on like my entire cheek and into my neck.
No, Randy, which one was it? Do you know?
Okay, so here's the problem.
Okay,
so I took some Benadryl, the Benadryl didn't even help, and then I ended up IMing with the customer service hotline at Sephora because
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, I didn't either, but I was like researching their products, and then you get like the pop-up that's, I was trying to see if other people had I thought my reaction was to the CBD cream. It was the only really truly new product I introduced.
Mm-hmm.
So I was trying to see if other people interacted badly with it. And so I get like that pop-up that's like, hi, let me know if I can assist you.
We can help you. Yeah.
Right. So I'm like, hey, Maria, which is her name. I'm like, yeah, actually, here's the deal. Have you ever had any, you know, complaints about this? She's like, no, it's a very clean product. I'm very surprised to hear there was a problem. Can I ask what you used it with? And I'm like, you absolutely can. So I gave her the rundown of the other products. And so within it, I used a retinol, which I've used before, but I used a retinol. I used a lactic acid. I used squalene. I used some other different things.
What was the word you used last week to describe the?
Oh, the acid mantle.
Acid mantle.
I think I definitely have screwed up my acid mantle. Like what I didn't know I had is now definitely defunct and dead. So she's like, you can't use, she told me I have to stay off retinol for like at least a month. And I'm like, hi, I have a birthday next week and this is supposed to make me look younger. I really feel like that's a bad move. And she's like, stay
Maria,
off the,
it's my birthday.
Right,
you
Maria,
have to understand.
I'm trying to look 25, Maria. I can't be off the retinol.
Yeah.
So she seems to think it was the combination of two products. So, but I'm still having some issues and I haven't used those products, nor have I used the CBD cream. So I now feel like I'm going to do the skincare version of an elimination diet.
That's what you have to cut everything out and then slowly reintroduce it.
So that's where I'm at. Mm-hmm. And then I will return whatever it is back to Sephora, but I'm pretty devastated.
I'm so sorry.
My skin is, you know, it's like all like, it's just not my skin, right?
Yeah.
Normally it's smooth. It's like, you can feel like the bumps. It just gets red and like all of a sudden flames up every now and again. And I'm like, how did I become this person? How does the person who takes advantage of a Sephora 20% off sale end up here?
Yeah. I mean, I had like a weird skin thing earlier in pandemic where like I had an eye rash and it just got like worse and worse and worse. And then I went to a derm and they're like, stop everything. They're like, you need to not put anything on your face except slather it with Vaseline. You can't use fluoride in your toothpaste. You can't use like laundry detergent with scent, like everything. It was pretty wild.
So, wow. Like that's where I'm at. I didn't want to be there. Mm-hmm, I really didn't. But yeah. Here we are.
Here we are.
So unfortunately, that's my bad news. What else?
I'm so sorry. Yeah.
What else for you? You know, this is upsetting. I don't want to bring everybody down. You know, no, and everyone's invested in this. How was the rest of your week? Anything else with you?
Just that, like, I was on a walk and I saw a dog with an orange sweater, and I almost asked the owner where the dog got the sweater. And I was like, Julie, it's a dog sweater. So that's not for you. But it was real
cute. So you wanted this sweater for yourself?
Yeah, it was a real cute sweater. It was like an orange knit. That's, long sleeve.
And you feel like you've never seen that replicated in human form somewhere?
No,
that you would have?
I would not in that fit, you know, not in
sure.
That.
In the dog fit. Yeah.
Yeah. The dog fit.
They don't carry those in the big stores.
They don't. So, you know, I was tempted, but maybe I'll stop by a Petco later and just peruse the fashion.
I will say in fairness, and I can't believe I'm about to do this to myself, but the only way I can understand this is sometimes I've seen dog food that I do feel like looks really delicious.
Mm-hmm. Some of that organic shit. It's like,
That peanut butter biscuit. I'm like, I love a peanut butter biscuit. Mm-hmm. And then I find out it's like shaped as a dog bone. And now I understand why it's not for me.
I can get past that. Right. It's like, what is a dog bone shape, but you know, a kind of a candy shape. Right.
I don't know that I would classify it as a can. I mean, it's definitely a bone structure. So
sure, but you know, they used to make bone candy, I feel like.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Hard candy. So yeah. Therefore, you know.
All right, listen, if we ever maybe we do that one day. Maybe we split a biscuit.
Maybe we go crazy. We go to a dog bakery.
We'll try on an orange sweater for you, see if we can get it to fit. Custom fit for you.
Custom fit. Make me feel like a sexy little pup, and we'll get a treat. It'll be great. You want a treat?
Treat?
We can get a treat. Yeah.
That is.
So yeah, pretty deranged. I think it's time to move on to the content corner. This is where we talk about things we watched, perused with our eyeballs this week. What were you into?
I mean, I think we can't really have this conversation without talking about the Oscars that were last night.
Yeah, they were rough.
Julia, I don't. I originally started my day saying I'm not even going to watch it because I only saw two things.
Yeah.
That were nominated. Both of them won, by the way. I saw My Octopus Teacher and I saw Soul. And
I have thoughts about that octopus.
We could talk about the actual, which we could talk about that documentary. But so I was like, well, what am I going to do? Like, I'm not invested. Right. And it's a weird awards year anyway.
Very weird.
So I then like quickly just turned on, I guess, like the pre-show on ABC.
That was so painful to watch.
I'm like, why are we in like a teak wood lounge? Like, what is this setup? And then what I turned on was, I couldn't tell who the host was, but it was Reese Witherspoon and Laura Dern.
Yeah, they showed up together.
I don't know what Laura was wearing. And I also don't know it was a very awkward exchange. Like Reese Witherspoon was swaying. It was a lot of awkward laughing. Mm. And I just was uncomfortable. And I switched back to like the last 20 minutes of Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah. Which did that come out last year? Did Rami?
I think it was 2 years ago.
2 years ago. Okay. I mean, those pre-shows are so uncomfortable. And then it's like, they had the hosts of the pre-show like 40 feet away from the person they were interviewing. It was like,
but why was it a lounge setting? Was there a reason for that?
I don't know.
I didn't know if someone said anything and I missed that.
Not that I heard of, but it was like all these hosts, they were all in like those swivel chairs too. And they kept on swiveling. I noticed, which made me uncomfortable. Karamo was there, right? He was one of the hosts.
And
like Juliana Rancic, which is like, why?
Oh, she's still there? Okay.
Still there. All right. You know, much like a phoenix, she rises from the ashes.
She sure does. I guess award season's her thing. That's when you see her, right? That's like a sighting.
It's the only time you really see, I ever see her. Yeah.
Then I decided the best thing I did was I recorded it and I just fast forwarded through it, which is, I think, what I would do for that show every time now. Like, I'll never watch it in real time.
Yeah.
And then like, so Regina King is like walking for 15 minutes. Of course she's a queen and she looked amazing, but she's like walking for 15 minutes through Union Station. Then hits the stage and is out of breath. The poor thing.
Yeah. And almost falls. because I guess like Steven Soderbergh was one of the producers of it.
Oh.
Of the Oscars. And they're like, we're going to make it different. And it's like, okay, honey, this isn't Ocean's 11. Like you can't do that. Like
I applaud trying to make it different.
Sure.
I would argue we've gone way too far the other way.
Yeah.
Right. Like she's out of breath, trying to catch her breath. Then there was these like, I'm going to call them like dedication toasts. Like, so Laura Dern, Regina King did it first. And I thought that was just like Regina King being Regina King. So it was okay. Then when Laura Dern went to introduce best supporting actors.
Yeah.
And she's like, I was so touched by your performance. And I'm like, did someone write this for you? Like, were you writing these at home?
It felt like she was making it up off the cuff also. Just like searching for the words, kind of like a stepmother at a wedding, you know, just kind of like, all right, we understand you're emotional, but let's wrap this up, you know?
Yeah. I was just like, okay. I mean, can we just play the clip from the movie? I don't know. Like what happened to that?
There
someone just
no
decided that
movie
that,
clips.
Someone oh just decided my. That that was a, we're not going to do that anymore.
It's too expensive. Maybe. I don't know. It's like, it was not a good ceremony. It was very not fun. And we had so much junk food also, by the way, right before the Oscars started, I was like, oh, we need junk food. So the fiance left and he got junk food and that didn't even make it better.
Yeah. That's unfortunate. I wish I was on the junk food thing with you. The yeah. only thing that like, there were so many cringy moments. And again, I didn't even watch the whole thing.
Yeah.
But I also didn't understand. So then they would like show all the nominees. And I don't know where I feel like there has to have been a conversation like, okay, if they're not within LA and they're somewhere in another country, then put them outside in the dark. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Like there was a lot of people dialing in the dark, like in a tux, just with a black background. There's some guy dialed in, had a huge like podcast mic in front of him. He never mm-hmm. even won. So he had like yep. this whole setup for nothing. Sacha Baron
looking lost. Yeah.
Yeah. Sacha Baron Cohen. I didn't know if he was in the harbor in Sydney or if that was just like his background.
A Zoom green screen with his.
Yeah.
Mic. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just
it
like,
oh, very uncomfortable. And then, you know, the last award, it's like, okay, usually it's Best Picture is the last award.
Right.
And then they're like, psych, it's going to be Best Actor because I think they thought that Chadwick was going to win and it would be
I think
this
we
huge,
all thought that. Oh,
we all
and
thought
then...
it, this sweeping emotional thing. And then it's like Anthony Hopkins for movie A, nobody saw, and B, he wasn't there to accept it. So it was just the most anticlimactic ending. So
but
that
but
was...
My favorite thing about Anthony Hopkins is ever since Gwyneth Paltrow gave him that award, what with the Cecil B. DeMille award, mm-hmm. whatever it was at the Golden Globes, where she and only she kept referring to him as Sir Anthony Hopkins. I remember she did that. And the first time I heard it, I was like, I'm sorry, what? Did someone should have prepped her on how to say the man's name? And yeah. so she kept saying Anthony. And like, it became like this whole thing. And so now I personally can't talk about him or hear his name without hearing Gwyneth Paltrow. Like she literally is like a pop-up bubble in my head
yeah.
that's like Anthony yeah. Hopkins.
Anthony, yeah.
Like she should have presented that last award knowing how it went.
I mean, she would have spiced it up more than freaking Joaquin Phoenix, who I can't stand. Oh, boy.
Speaking of spice it up, though, there were two moments for me. Thank God for Glenn Close. That Questlove music trivia game at first was a little uncomfortable.
Oh yeah, when Lorel came out, I was like, yeah. So please let me go to bed. Yeah.
But then Glenn Close gave us the butt and that go-go yep. that go-go beat.
Mm-hmm.
And she did the butt and everyone lost it. Like she brought us all together. Do you know what I mean? Like we yeah. all needed her in that moment.
It should have come way earlier in the show.
And yeah. And they should have actually kept going back to it.
Yeah. But, you know, and I feel bad that she lost, but also I don't because I think that it's just an awful movie. But, you know, she seems real fun.
I feel like I would like her in my life as a friend.
Yeah, definitely.
I would also say the In Memoriam.
Oh, boy.
So In Memoriam is normally like very like somewhere over the rainbow.
Subdued. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. This
Blackbird by the Beatles. Yes.
Except this, we got down to As by Stevie mm-hmm. Wonder.
Mm-hmm. Great
and
song.
I'm gonna an amazing song. And I'm gonna tell you, like I had a moment afterwards where I'm like, I'm a bad human being. Cause I'm like, and I'll be loving you always. But like, I missed who got them in memoriam. I don't know who was in it, who wasn't. And I'm like, always, you know, and I'm like, I'm getting down to the in memoriam. And I'm like, oh, this is usually why they pick a more solemn tune.
And they were editing it to the beat of the song, which is really fast also. So the people, it was just, it was almost overwhelming because it was just like dead. Like it overwhelmed me with how many people had died because it was so quick too. So
I'm sure they also forgot people that I haven't seen anything yet. Like I'm sure they forgot people.
I've seen a few things already. I mean, they always do. It's like, you know, I feel like it's a tough job to put that segment together because you're going to get angry people.
Yeah.
But it really was just a bizarre moment of fast-paced editing where it shouldn't have been.
But a great song. But a great song.
Such a good song. I also would like to petition to have Harrison Ford no longer come on stage and go to these things because, I mean,
well,
man.
He's kind of like, you know, your old... you know, uncle or whatever that could, you're like, oh no, he's on the loose. Like I wasn't even sure he was supposed to come out. Right. Like I'm just right. He still has the ear piercing. Mm. He's like crashed his airplane. God knows how
many
times.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what's he's pulling out a piece of like a loose leaf notebook paper.
Oh, God, someone Callista, go get your man.
And I'm like, oh, right. Exactly. Like clean up on aisle three. Like, what is this? And like, you can hear his like rattling of the paper in his mic and also his breathing. So it was making me like nervous. Right. Yeah, there was a lot of nervousness. I do appreciate the end result of it though. It was like, it's true. Like notes are okay. I also never saw Blade Runner. So like, I thought that was going to be from like Indiana Jones.
Mm-hmm.
So when it wasn't, I was like, oh, all right.
All right. His other one. Yeah. I mean, look, he's had a very long career and good for him is what I will say, but enough already. It's like, how many times can you crash a plane and break your nose? Like just, you know, take the high road and maybe watch this from home with some popcorn, you know?
Yeah, it was definitely an interesting choice.
Did you see all those perfume commercials with Julia Roberts during the ceremony too?
No, I did not.
I don't know who decided that perfume commercials have to be like this, but it was like the most like filtered camera on Julia Roberts. So she looks like she's 25 in a Zoom meeting, like airbrushed. And it's just like her breaking up fights and walking on water and getting her Lancome perfume or whatever. And it was just so bizarre. And it was like, how far the mighty have fallen. Like she was America's sweetheart.
Yeah.
And we don't really care about her, right? Is that true?
I mean, I'll always care about her.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like she went Amazon Prime for a bit.
She had
I feel
show.
Like, right. And I don't know. I would imagine that perfume deal is mighty lucrative.
Oh yeah.
It's interesting though, that you said like, she's breaking up fights and then like walking on water. Like that's an interesting,
it's a perfume commercial. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean,
Zendaya was in one too, where it's like, she's riding a horse up the steps of a museum. It's perfume
Naturally.
Commercials are so bizarre.
They really
so
are. Bizarre. They march to
amazing,
their own.
By the way,
always. She's always stunning.
Always.
Also, wait, when did Paulina Poroskova end up with Aaron Sorkin? Is that his name?
Well, yeah, Aaron Sorkin. Let's just say they've been planning this for a while because I read articles being like, they're planning on going to the Oscars together. And it's like, all right, cool. Congratulations.
Are they a couple?
Yeah, they're a couple. And, you know, I mean, I think the only time he realizes like a woman can speak is like when they're presenting at the Oscars, she's like, oh, you can give dialogue to him. Okay. Didn't know that.
Well, that was interesting. The last I saw of her was, you know, the whole thing with what's his face? Rick, her ex-husband who passed away and left her out of the will.
Oh, right. Cause she was like a supermodel, right?
Like, supermodel, like super, huge super. Supermodel.
Yeah.
So it was and it looks like she's embracing going gray, which I applaud. I mean, she's always going to be beautiful. I just was like very surprised to see her with him yeah. there. She a lot of things there were very
camera.
Yeah. I mean,
Brad Pitt looked amazing, I have to say, unfortunately. Okay, but can we talk about this octopus teacher thing? Because
I feel like
all of like the other documentary topics were like so serious and intense. And then it was like, hey, I talked to a sea creature.
Okay. Like, so I feel like, right. Here's the thing. It actually is a deep movie.
Mm.
It is a deep documentary if you want to go to that side, right? Like, so it's deep in the sense of it's not like a heavy topic, like Crip Camp,
yeah.
right? But it's about this man. You didn't see it.
I saw the trailer where it was like, is he having sex with this octopus? It was
no,
like a very
That's
what the trailer made it seem like. That's what the trailer made it seem like.
It's a very, so this guy basically is kind of like coming to a crossroads in his life, right? Like he's in South Africa. He's having like a crisis, like in his personal work life. And he used to be a free diver. And so he decided to like reconnect with the sea, I guess, and kind of like ground himself.
Oh, so I had a dollar for every time I've said that, you know?
So, right. So the free, so he starts free diving in this cold kelp forest, which is somewhere in South Africa. And one day he sees this octopus and he's like just fascinated and he starts following her. Like he would see her every day and he would follow her around and he kept his distance, but like she definitely saw him. And they build
like
this
a love
bond.
Story to me.
It's not. The more fascinating part to me is how he's doing such deep dives for such long periods of time without a tank. Like that to me is really
Wait,
like
he's holding his breath.
He has no tank. It is all air in his lungs. Yeah, it's insane. If you see how he tries to explain it, he's like, oh, you know, you just over time build. I'm like, I have never over time built my lungs to be like what seems like underwater for an hour. And he's in deep. It's not like he has just like dunking his head,
yeah.
holding his breath and then like coming to surface. Like he has a while to go to get to surface.
Well, that kind of brings me to my next topic I wanted to talk about, which is this James Bond movie I saw that takes place.
Oh, you saw another one?
I saw another one and it takes place a lot in the water too. There's a lot of holding breath in water. It's called Thunderball. Have you ever heard of this movie? Because it's a terrible name for a movie.
No, I like that. No, is this another Sean Connery
it's
one?
It's a Sean Connery one. It's the next
he
one.
He was in the In Memoriam. He actually ended the In Memoriam, if memory serves.
Chadwick did, but he was second to last.
Oh, okay.
I think. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I was like, you better not end on Sean Connery. It was his fourth Bond. It was great. It was like most of it takes place like underwater. There's all this like a whole subplot with like nukes and he's like he's snorkeling and scuba diving and he has this like kind of weird like thong bodysuit that he wears.
This is coming off of his romper from the week before. Now he's in a thong bathing suit.
Now he's in a thong like diving suit where it's like everyone else, I was like, I don't know, there a lot of underwater fighting, but you always knew which one was Sean because he was wearing shorts and then like a thong over it. So, you know, he just likes to show leg, which I appreciate.
Okay.
But, you know, again, he has sex with three different women in the film. And he actually has sex with a woman in the ocean, like while they are underwater.
The whole time they're underwater?
Yeah, they take off their masks, bubbles come to the surface, and they have sex in the water.
What about the scuba suits? Are those that's not an issue?
Well, they're just wearing, I think, tanks. They're not wearing like the full scuba suits. They're in like their big bathing suits. It seems pretty difficult, but it's Sean Connery.
And I would argue that I don't know that that's enjoyable either. It just It seems like one of those places you just you say like, you know what, I had sex here and you can cross it off the list and move
on. Yeah. It's like, I feel like there'd be a lot of logistics and like seaweed, you know, getting in the way, coral, you know.
Coral.
Coral, right? You scratch your back on coral. That hurts.
Well, are they in the middle of a water or are they on like a coral reef?
No, they're in the bottom of the ocean having sex.
Okay. They're in the bottom of the ocean now. Okay. So on the ocean floor
on the floor of, I think it's an ocean. They're in the Bahamas.
It's also a lot of bottom feeders there. You know what I mean? That's a lot of, eels.
So many eels, you know, eels that also like dark places, you know, so it's just very whatever. But it was incredible underwater fighting sequences is what I would say. So highly recommend.
Yeah. I would like to just go back to the octopus teacher for a second.
Yeah. Sure. Sean Connery is my octopus teacher.
Right. I was about to say, it sounds like you have your own. Mm-hmm. I will say, so the man creates this bond with this octopus and they do have a moment where there's a connection and it's really like not in a creepy, like I know it definitely sounded creepy to me when I first saw it, like heard of it. And then I watched it. I'm like, oh, this is like a beautiful thing. And you know, we watched the lifespan of this octopus and it was just like a really, it's a beautiful story that he then eventually shares with his son. And then he starts bringing his son deep, you know, freeform diving. And
so
it's
he
just
makes
kind
his son hold his breath.
His son also had, they both have great lungs apparently in that family. It must be a genetic thing.
Yeah.
My only side effect from this movie is I used to really love eating octopus and I have not been able to do it since.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe that was the whole point, you know?
I mean, it definitely is. I'm sure I shouldn't be eating octopus because it's delicious though, but
is
it was a beautiful.
Calamari? Is that what
no,
that
that's
is?
Squid.
Damn. Okay.
No, I forgot. You don't eat seafood, right?
I've never had.
Yeah. Squid is calamari and octopus is just octopus.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you still eat calamari though?
Probably, but I'm not like, because that's a different animal. They're not as smart. They're not as smart as the octopus.
Is this true or are you making this up?
I feel confident it's true. Would I, you know, stand in a court of law and swear on it? No, but I do feel like the octopus specifically is known to be a brilliant animal. And if you watch this movie, you will see, you will see it. It's just how it transforms itself, how it disguises itself, the way it thinks and outsmarts its predators. It's brilliant. Brilliant.
We have an octopus stan on the pod. Did not know this. I love it.
It was really good stuff.
I love it.
All right. It was deep.
What else did you watch this week?
So I've gotten back into The Challenge. Do you remember the challenge? Yeah. Do you remember the challenges? Like this used to be like all the real world and the road rule people would kind of go on these challenges. Yeah. I used to live for these shows, right? Back in the day. Right.
Who's on these challenges? Cause they don't have these shows anymore.
Okay. Right. So that's when I started, but then they used to bring back like old school people and I'm like, okay, I could still hang. Cause I know some of them.
Yeah.
Then the like a complete crossover happened. I'm like, I don't know a single person on here. I got to tap out. So they started bringing in people, I guess, from other shows, like, so from Big Brother.
What?
And yeah, I don't know how or why that happened, but to your point, if you're not having real worlds and road rules is you have to,
populate the cast with some. I mean, they're not bringing in like Jersey Shore people, are they?
No, I don't think so.
But they wish they could, honestly.
Yeah, I'm sure if they would do it, they would be happy to have them. Yeah. So I got re-engaged. So this past season, they started with it's called The Challenge Double Agents, and it was in Iceland. And some of the double agents were like OGs. So, like CT, like Darrell.
Aren't these people in their 40s?
Yeah. Why are you an ageist?
I'm not, but it's like, aren't these very like sexy bikini kind of challenge? Like
they're in Iceland, so nobody has to be sexy in a bikini here. It's great.
All right.
So
parka, be sexy.
I ended up getting hooked into this season and there were so many twists and turns. I got so addicted, and this past week was the finale. So they basically just, you know, and they get more crazy as the years go on, like the challenges they have to complete, the things they have to do, they're dangling from something, they're climbing something's
dangling.
On fire, jumping out of this thing. So they had four teams and then the third team, it was like an overnight challenge, right? The finale. And so by the end of the day, the first day, one team was going to be eliminated. So then you had three teams left and the first team was going to win, like first place was going to win $900,000. Second place team was going to win $100,000. Yeah. It was $1 million in prizes, $100,000.
Jeez.
And third place got zip.
Mm.
And I will say that the 40-year-old Julia CT won.
Really?
Won first place. And he won with a rookie girl who's like never been in the challenge before.
So the two of them split $900,000?
Yep, exactly. What? You do it in teams. Yep.
Okay, first of all, what are the taxes on this, do we think? What are they? What's their
They're definitely on? Like, well, I will. So my mom hit a jackpot 100 years ago in Atlantic City. And she probably ended up walking away with like, I think like they take half right off the bat.
Wait, your mom won a jackpot?
Yeah, how she much? Did.
Can you say the amount? Can you say it?
I'm not going to give the exact amount, but it was a good six-figure amount.
What?
Yeah.
From like a slot machine?
Yeah, from a progressive slot machine. This is literally a good like 15, 20 years ago.
She won six figures from a slot machine?
Yeah.
You're kidding.
No. It's a progressive slot. So the progressive slots were like hooked up to all the casinos. So if you're playing that, isn't, you know, then it's the collective pot of whatever hasn't been hit, right?
Oh,
from all
God.
The hotels.
What? So like, did coins come out? Was it one of those things?
I think it got to the point, like, where I think they just like that point, you don't keep dropping coins.
Yeah.
But they came over, you know, with the giant check. And what? My mom, you know, they took a picture, but my mom's like, I don't want my picture up in the casino.
Yeah.
You know, like we don't need people coming to find us, which by the way, that money, it's like today, that money is not a big deal. And it's, again, she didn't get, you know what I mean? Like
shocked.
It wasn't.
So they take away half for taxes immediately?
Pretty much.
Wow. Wait, I had no idea. That's incredible.
Yeah. I mean, so I would imagine that you're going to get, I would imagine that the challenge money.
Atlantic City or Vegas?
Atlantic City.
Oh my God. How were you there? Did you see it?
No, I was working. It was like, I'll tell you how long ago this is. It was like one of my first jobs I was working.
And you got a call and you're like, guess what? Mom won the.
Yeah. I was like, wait, what? Like, cause I just feel like good things like that never happened to like my family. So it was like a very exciting kind of a thing.
Oh my God. Has she tried to recreate that? And like, does she go back to Atlantic City?
We used to go a lot when I was younger. They haven't been in years.
Yeah.
Years.
Oh, this is so inspiring.
I should also state that was a low six figure amount. Like, I feel like I don't want people walking away being like, she won $800,000. Like, it wasn't that high at all.
Look, six figures is six figures. I know the lowest a six figure could be, and that's still a lot of money.
I know. I just wanted to like put the, like, I don't want people thinking it was just shy of a million because it was nowhere near that. But yeah, it was like a nice, fun thing.
Incredible. Wow. Okay, so CT probably won low six figures then. He's going home with that. Like,
yeah, but I also ended up getting a crush on him all over again.
Oh, Randy.
I'm just like, I know, no, I mean, like, he's not anything. I don't know. I was just like, it's Foxy. Like, he's just like, he just comes in, he wins. I was proud of him for being like the 40-something year old that like.
It's not about his age for me. It's just like, he's just been doing this forever. And it's like, what's your career? Like, was he on Road Rules or Real
He was Real World.
Yeah. Okay. And it's like, get a job. Like, I guess it's just that he was on one show and then he parlayed that into a career that I guess I just don't quite understand.
But yeah, I think this is his career.
Yeah. Just like appearing on things.
Although I'm curious, like he had a spinoff for a bit because he got married. So they did like a little spinoff for his wedding.
Is he still married?
I believe so. And he has a kid.
Well, that's the ultimate challenge. Am I right? Okay. Okay. I would go to Iceland to not do challenges.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, it looked beautiful. It looked freezing. It looked beautiful. But like those challenges, you know, it's always like, oh, eat testicles and drink like a Steingarten of blood of some animal. And it's just like, it's just so gross. And then I also don't really understand it because they throw up the whole thing. Like there's just no, like you should be able to eat it and you have to keep it down. Like it's not just like take a bite, throw it up, take another bite, throw it up. I mean, but you know what? I don't make the rules.
You should really be making the rules though.
Yeah, I don't make the rules. But anyway, I got so into it. Then, you know, now I want to like get the Paramount Plus station because
no,
there's a challenge. No. OGs, just the old school people.
Randy, series? I can't let you do this.
I mean, I'm not going to do it, but if you know anyone that wants to give me their password, I'd love to have it.
Any Jehovah's Witnesses want to share their password?
Anyone wants to hook me up with a challenge OGs, please let me know.
Horny for the original cast of Real World, which some of them were cuties. All right. So we're going to move on because we're getting too horned up by this. We're going to move on to hot stove, where we talk about what we cooked and what we ate this week. I guess my first question is, how often should people be eating pasta, do you think?
Should they, or would I want to be eating pasta?
What's normal?
Well, I think eating pasta is not the problem. Like, I think it's more of the amount of pasta being eaten than it is whether you should have it at all or not. So what would you say? Are you eating like the entire like pound of pasta that you make?
No, but it's like, is having pasta like once a week bad? Is that bad?
No.
Okay. Because it's just to make.
It is easy. Do you have any pasta recipes that you're doing?
We did like a pasta with broccoli recipe I found that was real easy, where it's just like garlic, lemon juice, olive oil, broccoli. You kind of mix it all together, a little bit of the pasta water. You kind of make a sauce.
You cook the broccoli
at the end of the pasta cooking, so it cooks down a little bit. It was like really surprisingly good. And then I was like, yeah, pasta, this is fucking great. I wish I could eat this every day. It's so easy and perfect. It's a perfect food.
I don't disagree.
I started feeling self-conscious. It's like,
I feel like the pasta isn't the problem. It's the amount you eat of it. I personally can't sit down. Like, if you really follow guidelines of how much pasta, if you weighed it out, right, or you measured it. Like, for me, whenever I do that, I find that depressing. I'm like, why are there only 3 pieces of like rigatoni on my plate?
Yeah, it's like 4 spaghettis.
The way I'd like to eat it is I open up the box of pasta, I dump it, and then it makes it into my body. Like, that's, I can eat that much in a sitting.
Yeah.
So as long as you're not, as long as you're careful about the amounts you're eating, I feel like you're good.
Yeah. It's just, gluten-free like chickpea pasta is not
taste good. I was saying good for you mean doesn't taste good.
It doesn't taste good because it's like, I know this isn't what it could be,
knowing that. I do agree with that, like when people are like, I've tried the zoodles. It just pisses me off.
Call them zoodles. It's like, just call them zucchini.
It just pisses me off. I'm just like, this doesn't do what it doesn't. I'm not fooling anyone.
Kid? You think I'm being tricked? You think that you're putting vegetables in my brownies? Like, I'm not dumb.
And I'll show you, because now I'm going to go cook a pound of pasta and I'm going to eat the whole thing.
Yeah, exactly. What did you make this week?
You know, I actually did not cook a lot this week. I wasn't around a lot, but I've gotten these like little hacks that I've become very happy with. Ooh. Whole Foods has these, like, I'm sure everywhere has them. It's not like a Whole Foods thing, but the ones in Whole Foods that I have become addicted to, it's this sweet kale pre-chopped bag of greens.
Ooh.
So it's kale, broccoli, carrots, Brussels sprouts.
I love all of this.
Cabbage, I think I said, radicchio, something. There's like a couple other things in it. Mm-hmm. And I cook that up. I do it like a little Asian style. So I have like some sesame oil, some coconut aminos, and then I just cook up some ground turkey. Ooh. Mix that all together. It's delicious and filling.
What's a coconut aminos?
It's a basically like a soy sauce replacement.
Ooh.
The soy sauce, I feel like I feel like I bloat out from soy sauce, the salt.
Oh, are you not supposed to feel bloated after you eat soy sauce?
Right. I mean, I feel bloated a lot. So I'm just trying to like balance out the amount of bloat. This is where I'm at in my life. I just, I'm like, I can't wear moisturizers because I break out. I can't eat sodium because I bloat.
We're getting MRIs for our feet.
Yeah. Right. I mean, honestly, I came into quarantine one age and I'm walking out like 30 years older.
And anxious about talking to people.
Right. And then I really, it's all gone downhill. I feel, I know they keep talking about how, the pandemic has like affected the climate.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's affected everything. I think we've all aged. We're all going to be for the worse.
Oh, I'm 100 years old. I do not recognize myself in the mirror.
It's sad.
It's real sad.
God, I used to be so great.
I used to be so young and beautiful. I used to have everything. I used to wear jeans.
Right. I used to wear pants that had buttons and zippers on them. I used to
have friends. Yeah.
Yeah. I used to maintain my body. Oh, but I'm also happy to report I have showered a lot. Lot.
Okay, good. That's important.
And I knew that really threw you off last week. So I wanted to let you know that the showering has really stepped up.
Good. I feel like you were shamed into doing this and I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I knew it. Listen, as long as the end result is the right one, it doesn't matter how we got here.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Watch like your derm be like, actually the reason you're breaking out is not because of these skin products. It's because you've been showering too much.
Be like, you know, I told people if you shower once a week, it's just fine. It's just fine.
You got to keep that acid mantle intact by not showering.
I don't know what to do with my acid mantle right now, man.
I don't know what to do with my body mantle. Okay. So I love a pre-made salad. It just makes everything easier because I want to eat salads. They just take so damn long to make.
No, this is literally in and out in like 10, 15 minutes.
Okay. Well, I'm into that. What other food hacks do you have?
So I kind of had, I've missed pancakes.
Where did they go, Randy?
Still exist. I've tried to, again, so pancakes are another version of pasta for me.
Okay.
So normally I can't eat a pancake without slathering it in syrup and, you know, they're delicious, but I can't have them because we want to make it out the door of my apartment if and when we choose to re-enter society.
Yes.
So I found this mix called Birch Benders.
Hmm.
And it's a protein pancake mix.
All right. Well, this sounds like a cult thing. I don't know. This sounds like a keto.
I don't
keto.
Know how this became a cult. It's not keto. It I said like it's a protein. There's a specific keto one. I did not buy
Anytime
the keto
you say
one.
Protein, a protein.
It's protein.
Something,
so it's more
I'm
of
out.
A protein pan. It's more protein than a normal pancake,
what,
which
is
usually probably
ham?
Like -5. And now I think there's like at least like 16 grams of protein per house.
How do they do that? How do they put the protein in?
There's protein powder in there. Did you say ham? Wait, you asked if there was ham? There's not ham.
I don't know how you put protein in things without ham. I don't know.
There's plant protein that you can use. Anyway.
Well, this is all news to me. So I don't believe any of this.
I think you should try it. I make this every now and again and they're delicious. I don't need the syrup and they're filling.
Syrup.
I just don't need it for this. Like, I guess like the balance of whatever is in the pancake is enough.
Sweet. Yeah.
The ham sweetens it up. All of the meats that were grinded into the powder packet are really sweetening it up.
Wow. Well, bless you on your meats journey.
My meat pancake journey.
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds good. I want someone to make me pancakes. Damn it. I want a waffle.
I would make you a pancake if you're here. They also have waffle mixes.
Do you have a waffle maker?
Frozen waffles, no.
Okay.
You can't have another appliance.
Yeah, that's true. You already have your air fryer, which you
my air fryer.
Wish was bigger.
which is already like, it's like an easy bake oven and I can only stick in like one thing at a time. I can't get another appliance in the house. I just can't do it.
We don't even have a toaster. We're in dire need of a toaster.
I feel like toasters are a waste. What are you toasting that you need to toast?
But it turns out I think I'm toasting a lot of things. I think I'm toasting many things
like
bread.
What?
Like it's like, oh, we have sourdough bread and it, you know, it's like I want to toast this. And then I'm like,
you can toast it in a frying pan.
Yeah. I put it in the broiler, but then it's like, it's a whole thing. And I'm like, you know, I think we're going to get bagels today. And it's like, okay, well, how do you reheat bagels without a toaster?
Well, you can reheat it in the oven.
Yeah, but it's a whole thing and it doesn't get crispy as much.
Okay.
You know,
all right, I'm going to let you guys work through that.
I'm not here to problem solve.
Yeah, I think that sounds like a whole thing. Or you know what? Great idea. Just invest in a toaster.
Just
do one of those little
toaster.
Quick, right. Just do a quick hit $10 toaster. Boom, you're done.
I did at a point in my life when I was depressed, Google to see if there were single slice toasters. And there are, if you want to be real sad, real sad.
That sounds like my two-quart air fryer. Like it's like someone's trying to portion control for me and tell me like, you know what, maybe just the one slice is enough for you.
Yeah. Well, then you can just do it twice. Okay, so we're going to move on to the game portion of the show. Now, I heard you have a game for me. Is this true?
I do. I was feeling, listen, bear with me.
Okay.
You know, with my birthday tomorrow, I am feeling like a little, you know, you get a little nostalgic, right? I was home. Mm-hmm. I was in my childhood home. I was like seeing things around the house that kind of like brought me back. And I always feel like, I know I'm older than you, but like the 80s and the 90s, I feel like were a better place and time in life, right?
Yes.
And I'm always like, oh man, I wish I had this thing. I wish I had that thing. How great would life be if we can bring this back? Mm-hmm. And so, Julia, the game I have for you is, would you bring it back?
Ooh.
So I'm going to give you a bunch of items that were either in the 80s or 90s, and you tell me if you would bring it back. And if not, I do need a reason as to why. Because I feel, know that this list was compiled of things that I do have an opinion about. Surprise.
Okay. It's a surprise. Okay? Shock. Okay, great.
Okay, number one. Okay. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. I'm ready.
Oh, okay. The Discman.
Ooh, yes. I would bring it back.
Yes.
Yes. A Discman. Okay. Yes.
Not kill for that like headset with the orange, like, like cushiony, like, earphones, and then just holding that mini record player.
And then you have to have your CDs right in a case. So you always have to travel.
That's right. You have
case. And then it's like you have your big case that has like 70, and then your smaller one that only has like 12, where it's like, I'm just going for a plane ride, right? On plane rides, you would be like, let me pick my 12 CDs for my little trip.
Okay, good. I'm glad to hear that you would bring back a Discman.
I absolutely would.
Oh, okay.
Man. Yeah.
Movies that star Molly Ringwald and Anthony Michael Hall.
I'm gonna say we don't need to bring this back.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. And I think it's because I guess I don't have a huge connection to their movies.
I'm sorry? What?
I'm sorry?
16 Candles, Breakfast Club, no?
They're fine, but fine. I know. I guess.
Okay.
I guess you I'm in trouble.
You know what, Julie? We're just gonna move on to the next topic.
Okay.
It's best for our friendship and for the Jehovah's Witnesses.
Yeah. Okay. Understood.
Station wagons with the backity back seats.
Yes. Okay. Bring these back.
Bring these back immediately, if not sooner.
My cousins had one, and I would always want to ride in the back, and I would always get super car sick. And
you were fun to be in the backity back with.
Oh my God, I would get so nauseous, but then still fight to sit in that back. And I mean, those must have killed a lot of kids, huh?
First of all, there's so many. I love that pretty much the biggest fights that probably ever existed were for families that had those cars or when they were taking other people's kids was to get in that back seat. We didn't have one, but I had friends that did. And, you know, no seat was better than that. So there was no seat belts. Some of them, you could even roll down the back window so you could hang out the back, which is totally safe with the cars behind you.
You would really fuck with the drivers too.
100%. Yeah, and now you're in these awkward relationships with the people driving behind you. And I would bring that, but it has to come back without seatbelts. I have to be able to roll down the window, and it has to be a free for all.
But those had to be so unsafe, right?
I think everything in the 80s.
Those kids are gone.
Dead. And also, if the window's open, they're definitely not even in the car anymore.
Oh, God. Yeah, no, that was.
Okay. So we're bringing that back. I'm glad
we're
to hear it.
Back,
okay.
Baby. Yes.
How about parachute pants?
Okay. I went shopping yesterday to feel something again, and I ended up buying a pair of almost parachute pants where they're, they're roomy, they're tight at the waist, but loose everywhere else. And, I say bring them back because this is what we need in this like work from home environment of just comfort over fashion.
I didn't even think about that. I love it. Okay.
Bring them back.
What about big hair? big teased, permed out, sprayed hair.
Okay, I say we don't bring this back because I don't think we need the aerosol. I think that's part of the reason for the hole in the ozone layer, I do imagine, is the hairspray of the 80s and 90s. I think it's much more natural these days. I think we are able to get a bigger look with the right products and maybe with a blow dryer. And I don't think we have the need for perms these days.
Julia, have you ever seen me with my big hair? Have you seen my big hair pictures?
I love your big hair, but you also have current day big hair, which I like more. That isn't like,
but it's not the volume. I mean, like my hair would get cut out of pictures.
Yeah. I think that's too much volume. You know, when a TV show is too loud and you say, that's a little bit too much volume, and then you turn it down and then it's still loud, but still good.
All right. I'm going to disagree with you on this one. This one's a little more personal for me. So we're just, that's okay. That's okay. I asked, this is your game. This is your game.
Yep. Yep. Your game. Yeah.
What about Tupperware pitchers? And I bring this up because my mom still has one. And I just miss, first of all, anything that gets pre-made and stuck in a pitcher.
Wait, what's a Tupperware pitcher?
Do you remember Tupperware, right? And it would have like that pouring pitcher and you would push down on the little button on top and it would help like pull the lid up so you can pour it.
No, you push a button?
Yeah, it's like you put.
I'm Googling this.
This is hard when I don't have a visual for you.
Pitcher. Okay, I'm looking this up. Okay. Oh, whoa. Right.
Yeah.
So it would bring up, oh my gosh. Weird.
Now I'm like, what, it's a pitcher. It's like a regular pitcher.
Yeah. But it has like a button.
Yeah. It's you push in on the button and it like push it. When you push the button in, it like seals it. And then when you push the button and you pull it up, that's when you can open it.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, these are real cute and plastic. They are cute.
I'm like, these are actually very modernized. I'm talking like old school. Like the one we have is like brown.
Brown.
It came in like brown and orange and yellow and green.
The old school.
All
ones,
the hot colors.
I like the old colors. I like the brown and the orange ones. I would get these are chic. I love.
Okay. Okay. Good. All right.
Bring them back. Yeah.
What about 80s workout wear, like leg warmers and leotards?
Okay, these are back already, I'm saying. Like I saw someone with leg warmers the other day.
Really?
Yes, absolutely. Leotards are back. It's back, baby. It's
okay.
This is already happening. Yes.
Do we have time for one or two more?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. What about a waterbed?
Oh my God. I was just thinking about water beds. Okay. I used to babysit this kid and his mom had a water bed and I always wanted to get on top of it.
Yeah, of course.
And I never did, but just the idea of knowing someone, and this was in the 2000s, who had a water bed. It was shocking to me. It delighted me. And I had only ever seen it in a goofy movie. When they stay at a motel that has a water bed. So bring them back and let me sleep on one.
My college boyfriend, his roommate in his fraternity house. So the guy I was with had the loft above. And so I would have to step down onto his roommate's bed, which was a waterbed.
What? A frat waterbed?
It was a frat waterbed. And it was ridiculous.
It was filled with beer and not water.
I mean, God knows what it was filled with, to be honest. I don't think it's anything any of us should know.
Yeah.
But I was like, I always thought I wanted one until this. And now I am, because I also feel like all of them were always covered in like some fur comforter.
Yeah,
and like black satin sheet is the like thing you should have done.
Yep.
Okay.
I would love to lay on one. Do you think they're comfortable or would I get like?
No, I feel like they're not as great as I think there's a reason they're not really around. Right. Okay. Like
they leak all the time.
I just feel like it sounds like a better thing than it is.
Okay. Fair.
What about Blockbuster video?
Blockbuster, bring it back, please. Right. The number of hours I would spend every weekend arguing with my siblings about if we were going to get Mighty Ducks 2 or Mighty Ducks 3. And, you know, you end up renting the same one. It was such a ritual. Ugh.
I mean, also like the feeling of like when you think that you're like, oh my God, the movie's here. And then you get like the, sorry, we don't have any, you know, like the fake out.
Yeah. The devastation.
I miss a Blockbuster.
The emotional roller coaster of a blockbuster. Absolutely.
All right. And then the last one I have for you, if you could bring it back, no social media.
Ooh, I think I would bring it back. Yeah, I think we would all be happier if we didn't.
I am so glad that I grew up in a time where whatever I did, people just couldn't know about.
Yeah. If I had had Twitter in high school, I wouldn't be here today, like, yeah, as who I am right now. I would have fucked shit up too much. No, I agree with you. Get rid of social media. Get rid of it. Who needs it? Not me. It only makes me depressed.
Well, maybe Molly Ringwald and Anthony Michael Hall need it just to start their campaign that I'm going to be doing for them to bring them back to a movie.
Maybe they can star in the challenge and then you'll watch it.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. I have to call Mary Ellen Bunham or whatever her name is who runs the challenge.
Amazing game. We mostly agreed. And, you know, I think it harkens back to simpler times, you know?
It does, right? It's just joyous. I mean, there were so many things I could have added to this list. There's things I did have on here that we didn't get to, but I just brings me joy. It just really brings me joy.
Brings me joy too. And it brings me no joy to say this is the end of the episode. Thank you for listening, everybody. Happy early birthday to you, Randy.
Thank you.
By the time this airs, happy late birthday.
Thank you.
And thanks for listening, everyone. We love our Jehovah's Witnesses, and we will see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.